A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Tzadi, Gittin 90A, pagination is 179. We have the privilege of doing the last daf of the Masechta today. The Mishnah begins on the top line. Beishamai Yomrim Beishamai say, Lo Yigarish Adam Es Ishto, a person is not allowed to divorce his wife, or should not divorce his wife. Elo Imkein Matza Ba'ervas Devar Erva, unless he found in her something immoral that's violating the marriage, and that's something that he would take action because of her behavior. Shene'emar, Ki Matza Ba'ervas Devar, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze describing divorce, talks about an ervas davar, an immoral activity. And essentially, this being the final Mishnah of the Masechta, is telling us that this entire topic called Gittin, the ability to break a marriage, should only be employed in such an extreme case. Uveselel omrim, beselel say, afilu ikdicha tafshilo, even if she messed up the food, shene'emar ki matza ba'ervas davar, because the way Beis Hillel understands the pasuk is that it's a choice, either ervas or davar, a thing, something that's offensive that she does intentionally to offend him, but it doesn't have to be so extreme as erva in order to justify a get. We'll see in a moment on Amud Beis that this is all in terms of permission, allowance. Are you allowed to do it? But on Amud Beis, we'll see how terrible it is and that it's strongly recommended against because of its ramifications. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu matza acheres noe heimeno. Even if he finds someone nicer, he's allowed to break the marriage. Shene'emar v'haya imlam simsa chen be'enav. And it will be if she does not find favor in his eyes. And Rabbi Akiva holds that too is enough to enable him to have this right to employ Gittin. But again, as I mentioned, on Amud Beis, we'll see the ramifications of this behavior. Just because you're allowed to doesn't necessarily mean you should or morally could. I've asked this question regarding the Kamtza Bar Kamtza story as well, which came up in this Masechta. Is the owner of the home allowed to ask the uninvited or mistakenly invited guest to leave? Is he allowed to? Technically, halachically, in a court of law, he might be allowed to. But that doesn't mean he should or could, and certainly the ramifications are going to be dire, like the destruction of a Beis HaMikdash, if you do employ all of your rights in a way that causes pain, that causes embarrassment, etc. It's two different questions. And the question of our Mishnah is, when can you? And then there's a question that we move on with in terms of, when would you actually employ that if you asked advice from an appropriate mentor? The Gemara explores two aspects of gerushin. The first one, what happens if a person did do the gerushin against the guidelines of the pasuk? In other words, the Mishnah is describing the proper guidelines for a get. One approach is very liberal, but the other two approaches are very specific. You have to actually have justification. What would happen about 20 lines from the bottom? Amale Rav Papa Lurava lo motza balo erva velo davar ma'u. If a person divorced without finding neither erva nor davar. He has no justification. In other words, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if you do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva, what would happen if you divorced in the type of case that only Rabbi Akiva would allow? He simply wants a change. Would he have to take her back? Amalei, and Rava answered, Midgoli Rachmana Gabi Ones. The Torah describes in a case of assault, Lo Yucha L'Shalcha Kol Yomov, that the husband has to take her as a wife and not send her away. Kol Yomov Ba'amod V'Hachzir. And we learn that when it says all his days, it means that even if he divorces her, he's going to have to take her back. Hasam Hudigoli Rachmana, that's only in the case of assault. Aval Hacha Mai Da Ovad Ovad. But over here, if he divorced her, indeed, it's a valid divorce in terms of that he doesn't have to take her back, but he definitely did something wrong if he divorced her against the guidelines that the Mishnah describes in the understanding of the Pasuk. One other observation, Amalei Rav Misharshia L'Rava, Rav Misharshia said to Rava, Im libo ligarsha, if a man is planning to divorce his wife, and she's still married to him and servicing him, trying to please him. So the description here is of her, unbeknownst to her, about to get divorced, and she still thinks things are good, and she's trying to please him, and she's emotionally open to him without preparing herself for what's coming. What's the halacha in such a case? Are you allowed to take advantage of another person, in this case, his wife, in such a way? Kari Alei, he said, this is the pasuk in Mishlei. It's an ethical teaching that you're not allowed to behave like that. Al tacharosh al re'acha ra'a. Do not silently plan or devise things on your friend that are bad. V'hu yoshev lavetach itach, and he doesn't know anything of it. He's still living with you in a trusting relationship. You're not allowed to do that. Obviously, if he's just having a bad day and she's endearing herself to him and it will change his mind, so that's not that a decision was made. But if he actually made a decision, he's writing a get, and she's still playing the marriage relationship, thinking things are good, so he's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to be laughing inside of him of how he's taking advantage of another person. Let's move on to Amud Beis, which is the closing statement of the Masechta, and really tempers what we learned in the Mishnah legally. If he found something that he wants to justify the divorce, etc., on Amud Beis we see that ethically and in Judaism, ethics play an enormous role in coloring the legal reality as well. The perspective is six lines up from the bottom, the last word on the line. There's a pasuk in Malachi. Malachi is the last in the book of Tirei Asar, the 12 shorter prophets. And in the book of Malachi, in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, the Navi describes a question that's floating in the air, where the Jewish people ask, what happened that was so terrible that Hashem is upset with us? And Hashem responds through the prophet. Vizos Shenis, and this is the second thing that we need to discuss. Kasos Dima es Mizbach Hashem, because it's caused tears on the Mizbeach of Hashem, Bechiva Anaka, crying and moaning. And what is it that caused this? And the Navi describes, Ki Hashem Heyid Beincho Ven Eshes Nu'urecha, because Hashem is saying testimony between you and the wife of your youth. We're focusing on the first wife. As the Malbim says, that's the wife that was designated by Kavonas HaBriyah, the very intent of creation, that you should be able to unify, as the Pasuk said, Basar Echod, to become one, Ruach Ahava V'Ratzon. A spirit of love is supposed to be between you. And Eshes Berisecha, she is the wife of your covenant. And Bogadeta Bo, you have rejected her. And this theme is the theme of the Gemara, that even though legally you may be entitled, but that's not what the Pasuk finds acceptable. The Pasuk says, Ki sonei shalach. If she's hated, you could send her away. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda explains that that translation of the Pasuk is based on Im sonei shalach by zivug sheni, by a second marriage, if it's displeasing, a relationship, you would be allowed to give a get. But Rabbi Yochanan Omer, but Rabbi Yochanan says that the correct understanding of that pasuk, if you're talking about Zivug Rishon, the first wife, meaning Eshes Ne'urecha, is Sanui HaMishaleach. The person, the man who sends her away, is hated. To Omer Rabbi Lazar on the next line, because Rabbi Lazar taught, Kol HaMigaresh Ishto Rishona, anyone who sends away his first wife, Afilu Mizbeach Morid Olav Dema'os, even the Mizbeach cries tears regarding such a breakup. And the Mefarshim wonder why the Mizbeach is the one that's pouring tears on such a breakup. And different explanations have been given. I'd like to suggest that the Mishkan, the mini sanctuary that we build with our spouses, is reminiscent indeed of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there's such a thing as sacrifices that are brought on the Mizbeach. Likewise, in marriage, there are sacrifices, things that rub us the wrong way, and sometimes we bring a sacrifice called silence by not critiquing, or patience with another person. That's our sacrifice. That's our dedication. Sometimes we spend money on things that we don't think would have been totally needed, but we do it for Shalom Bayis. Those are the sacrifices involved in the Mishkan Ma'at. And when we don't do them, and instead take things to an extreme, which results in the get that's described in this Gemara, so afilu mizbeach moded demos, the mizbeach itself cries because its corresponding mizbeach was not used properly. Hadun aloch meseches gittin, we daven for the opportunity to study Meseches Gittin again more thoroughly. Yeshakoach, and thank you for joining.